Welcome to Anchor Point, where we believe that the next 30 minutes could change your life forever. So join us to consider the greatest message ever heard, the good news of the gospel, as well as sound scriptural teaching for believers, all based on the Word of God, the anchor for our souls. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ was a great storyteller, and he was able to make his lessons to the people come alive through stories that they could relate to. Some of these were parables, that is, stories that had a deeper underlying meaning to them, and often the Lord actually explained the parables to the people, showing them how that the characters and circumstances in the parable could be applied to their own lives. These lessons had spiritual meaning. That is, truths that could mean heaven or hell to the listeners. In today's broadcast, we will be considering one of these parables, the story of the seed and the sower. The sower threw his seed on different types of ground, hard, stony, and thorny. But the crop in each case failed. Not that there was anything wrong with the seed. You see, the seed here speaks of the Word of God. Nothing wrong there. No, the problem was with the heart of the listener. Only when falling on good ground could the seed germinate, take root, and grow. Only then could there be fruit for God. And the big question then is this: on what kind of ground will the seed, the Word of God, spoken in this broadcast, fall today?
We're going to look first of all in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4. We're going to read about 20 verses there in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, and we're going to read a story. The Lord Jesus Christ told a lot of stories when he was here on earth. Not that he was just a storyteller, he liked to tell stories, but he was teaching us things. And so we're going to read the story, and then we're also going to read the meaning of the story. Mark chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, "And he began," that is Jesus again, "to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables," by stories. "And he said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, listen, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Another fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said unto them, He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? And now he goes on to explain the parable. Notice verse 14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure. But for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it become unfruitful. Verse 20, And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And really tonight, what I want to consider really is the good ground And I'm really also interested in paying attention to what we would call the hard ground. That was in verse 4. It came to pass as he sowed. Some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And when he explains this portion there, he says, they are they which where the word is sown, but when they have heard it, Satan cometh immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he's giving a picture to us of the word being sown. And it's the word of God, the word of God. The seed in this parable is the word of God. And you know, when it comes to this word of God, it's precious as we think of the word of God. And it's precious seed that is being sown. So the story that the Lord Jesus Christ was telling, the parable that he was telling about, relates to us today. Tonight, as we are here, as we preach the word of God, what we are really seeking to do is we're trying to sow. We're trying to sow the word of God. And we're looking, we're desiring that tonight the word of God would be received. Received into your hearts. Receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the word of God is precious because it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be presenting to you Jesus Christ as the Savior of sinners. Jesus Christ as the Son of God who's come into this world, who died on the cross, who took our sin upon himself, paid the price, satisfied God so that you and I could be forgiven. It's tremendous. The precious seed. You know, I was thinking about seed this week, and I grew up on a farm. And when I was a little boy, and on our farm, when my dad planted the corn, we went to harvest. You know, we were doing good to get 80 bushel of corn off an acre. But if you go to the farm now, and when they farm it now, they're getting over 200 bushel an acre. There's been a lot of improvements made to go from 80 bushel an acre of a yield to 200. And there's different improvements that have been made. But you know, today when it comes to farming, a lot of the improvement has been made upon the seed. The seed that they have taken and they have cross-pollinated and they've crossed it and then they've modified it genetically and they've changed the seed and the seed has gotten better and it's gotten better and it's gotten better and the crops are getting bigger and getting bigger. But you know, when we come to the Word of God, here in this story, we have the seed. It's the Word of God being preached. And you know, 2,000 years later, you know what? We have not improved at all on the seed. We can't. It's the word of God and it's precious and it's perfect. And there is no improvement that needs to be made. All we need to do is present the word of God, the truth of the word of God. And the thing is, you need to receive it. You need to receive that truth. We have a desire tonight. A desire that there would be people here who would receive it, who would receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who would know their sins forgiven, that would be saved. We have the desire for this. And it's a desire that is echoed by God himself. As he looks down upon this audience, he desires you. The Bible tells us that God seeks worshipers to worship him. And you know what? If you're not saved, you are unable to worship God. And he wants you to be able to worship. And so he wants to save you. And he wants to save you if you're young. And he wants to save you if you're older. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. God wants to save you. He desires you tonight. But there's another one that desires you. It's the devil himself. And he desires tonight to keep you in darkness. That's what he wants to do. Oh yes, there's a devil. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he presented that as the seed was sown and it fell on the hard ground and the ground wasn't able to receive the seed. The birds of the air came and took the seed. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he told of what that shows to us. It's when the word of God is being preached and people hear the word of God, but they're not receiving it. And it says, and then comes the devil and the devil comes and the devil takes that seed away. There's a real devil, a real Satan, and he has a desire to take away that seed. And he's working the night shift. He's working tonight, and he desires to do that same thing. There are some who say, well, I don't even believe in such a person as the devil. Oh, we just have to look around, and we don't have to look far, and we see the evidence of it. I find it interesting that there are those that say there is no God. And they try to say the world came about by evolution, a big bang and then evolution, and we're all here. And they say that things have gotten better and better and better all the time through the millions of years. But you know, they have a problem. They struggle to explain the evil that is in the world. The evil. And we can look around the world today and we see it on the news and we see evil. We see terrible evils. And we can look over in other countries and see terrible evils. We can look in our own countries and see our own evils. We can see the evils even in this city. We can see the evils in our own heart. Years ago, I was speaking to a lady and she didn't believe any of this stuff. She says, you know, we are proving that these things are not true. And she says, we as a society, we are getting better and better all the time. That's not true. You know, you could go out into the parking lot right now, and I would challenge you to go out into the parking lot and find one car that's not locked up. They're all locked. Every vehicle's locked. 50 years ago, if you went into a parking lot like that, you'd have a hard time finding a locked car. They'd all be unlocked. Well, people didn't want to lock their doors because, well, you'd lock the keys in because they left the keys in too. They didn't have to worry about those things. We're not getting better. We're getting worse. There's a real devil. But I was thinking about this also. The reality of Satan is evidence in this. As the Lord Jesus Christ tells this parable of the seed going out and the devil coming and taking it. You might say, well, does that really happen? It's happening. Explain this to me. Why is it that there are some in this meeting tonight and you want to be saved? And while you have wanted to be saved, there's a God in heaven who desires to see you saved. And so you want to be saved. And God wants to save you. And you're hearing the word of God, the seed is being sown, and yet you're not saved. Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense? Because salvation is so easy. For those of us who are saved, we look back and say, it's simple. You simply believe what God says of his son. It's very, very simple. And yet there's people here and you want to be saved and you're not saved. Why? Then cometh the devil. See, the devil has come along and he's stealing away that seed, that word that is sown, and he's taking it away and it's having no effect upon you. Why? Maybe there's someone here and really, when you look at this parable, you need to understand you're the hard ground. You're that hard ground. The seed has been thrown at you over and over and over again, and yet you've never, ever received it. I think there might be someone you'd be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, I can't be that hard ground. I can't be that hard ground. Maybe you've heard the testimony of some who have been saved late in life, who've lived a terrible life of sin and were involved in all the sins of the world. And you would look at a person like that and say, well, that was hard ground. And it could be that there's a young child here and you're thinking, well, could I be the hard ground? I was thinking about that hard ground. It's a pathway, really, that's going through the field. How does that ground get hard? You know, it's not that they had bulldozers come through to make it hard and big compactors to compact it to make it hard. But rather, it was just the feet of people going through, over and over, back and forth through the pathway, through the ways of life. Sometimes it would have been bare feet, and sometimes it would have been the bare feet of young children as they would go through that path, and that path would get hard. And I think of how that you can just go through the ways of life. You know, and eventually, you know what? You become hard to the Word of God. You hear the Word of God. And yet it's not penetrating. You don't even know the way of salvation. And yet you're not saved. Why? The devil has come along. And the devil has taken away that seed. You might be thinking here tonight, well, I don't think that's going to work so well because I know about the devil and I know exactly what he's trying to do. And so how can he do that? Wasn't that long ago I watched a 5-minute clip on YouTube. I watched a pickpocketer. He was a professional pickpocketer, and he was doing a show. He was doing a demonstration of how he picked pockets. And so there they were on stage with all the cameras on him. And there's a man who's a volunteer, and he's standing there in a 3-piece suit. And this man has a wallet, and he has a watch, and he has a cell phone. And the pickpocketer said to him, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to steal your watch, and I'm going to steal your wallet, and I'm going to steal your cell phone. Well, the man standing there, he knows what he's going to do. So he's going to be very aware. And he'd be thinking to himself, well, obviously, the man's not going to get my watch, my wallet, or my cell phone. He was pretty confident. Well, the pickpocketer, he just brought his attention to the watch. He says, well, look at here, your watch, and brought his attention to the watch. And then he says, well, let's check to make sure you got your wallet. He just tapped him a little bit there, his wallet. And while the man looked down to check his wallet, suddenly the man says, look, you just lost your watch. And when the man looked over at his watch with shock, then the man says, you just lost your wallet. A few minutes later, his cell phone was gone. And you know, the cameras were right on it. They showed how this man did it. It was incredible how he was able to take that watch, that wallet, and that cell phone in just a matter of seconds. And the man had been told already what he was going to do. And you know, the devil, you sit there and you think to yourself, well, I know all about the devil, and the devil's not going to get it with me. The devil's not going to fool me. Listen, he's done it before, or you'd have been saved already. And he's seeking to do it again. And when it came to that pickpocket, you know how he said he did it? He said, it's all by distraction. All by distraction. And that's how the devil comes along. He tries to distract you. The word of God is being preached, and then he distracts you. And so the word of God doesn't have any effect. How about it tonight as you hear the word of God? How about it as you hear the verses? What kind of effect does it have on you? I thought about some seed, to throw out some seed. Seed that you've heard before, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's some seed. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath life. But he that believeth not the Son of God hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. What about Romans 5 and 6? For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. What about verse 8? But God proved his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The seed is being thrown out there. It's the word of God, and it's being given to you. And what's happening? Are you receiving it? Are you taking it for yourself? See, the Bible tells us about this hard soil. As the seed comes, the devil takes it away. But you know, then there's a good soil. There's two other types of soil also that we're not going to consider. But you know, we have the good soil. And the good soil is not that there's a certain group of people that are a good people. No. The Bible's very clear. There's none good, no, not one. There's no one here that's good enough for God. There's no one here that qualifies. And yet the Bible talks about a good soil. A good soil. You know what that good soil is? It's those that are ready to receive the word of God. They're ready to receive the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're ready to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And you know, you could do that tonight. You could do that tonight. You have sinned against a holy and a righteous God. As God looks down upon you, he sees you in your sin. And while you might look at your life and say, well, I have not sinned as others have sinned, what you need to do is just simply ask yourself this: have I sinned? Have I sinned? And anyone who's going to be honest here tonight would have to admit, I have sinned. Whether it's the sin of telling little lies, or maybe it's the sin of stealing, or the sin of bearing false witness against others, or the sins that are in our mind, even that. You know, we have all sinned. Sometimes we don't want to face the reality of it, but the truth is, we have sinned, and we have sinned daily. And who have we sinned against? We've all sinned against God. Every single one of us. And we need to have our sins forgiven. And you know, good ground are people who've come to admit their sin. They're people that have come to understand their sin before God. It's not that you have to come to me and admit your sin, or neither do you have to admit your sin to anyone else, but coming before God as a sinner. What a tremendous thing that is. And sometimes it seems that that is the hardest thing for one to do. You know, I look at my life. Years I lived, I was not that good soil. I wasn't ready to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But there was a night when I saw myself as the sinner before God. Now, if you were to look at my life before, you would say, well, surely you could have seen that before. Oh, I knew I was a sinner. I knew it. I loved being a sinner. I loved doing the things that I was doing. But there came a night when I came as the sinner before God. Me and God. God dealing with me. I came as the sinner. I recognized who I was before God. And I had no arguments with God. And I knew that God was right if he were to judge me and put me into hell. See, that's when I became the good ground. Why? I was ready to receive the word of God. And when one comes as a sinner, honestly before God, wanting their sins forgiven, you know what's going to happen? They'll be saved. They'll be saved. The word of God will become real and they'll simply receive it. Oh, tonight that you might consider and look at your life. Ask yourself, am I that hard ground? Has the devil been fooling me and leading me along in life? Has the devil been stealing the word of God from me? Oh, tonight that you would face that reality and come as the sinner and receive the seed. Here's some more seed. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's the seed, the word of God, precious seed. Receive it tonight. And receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, so many of these beautiful gospel verses are like seeds falling into different types of ground. Maybe listeners have already changed the channel. The devil has succeeded in taking away the seed. Some may even enjoy the wonderful truths that they've heard today, but when the half hour is over, well, the ground was shallow and the seed didn't really take root. Stony ground. Maybe some find the gospel message compelling, but the cares of the world quickly crowd in and, well, they just move on with their lives and don't give it any priority. It fell among thorns. We hope that you will be like the good ground, my friend, that you will hear the word of God, agree with God, and trust Christ as your personal Savior. Only then will there be salvation for you and fruit in your life for Him. If this or any of our Bible messages here at Anchor Point has made you aware of God's interest in you, or if you'd like some literature or a visit that would help you to understand these important truths, why don't you drop us a line at email@anchorpointradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're glad that you were able to join us at Anchor Point today. Anchor Point is sponsored by Christians who are meeting in various gospel halls. Each of these Christian assemblies holds gospel services every Sunday night, as well as regular prayer and Bible studies throughout the week. No collection is ever taken, and a very warm welcome awaits you. And if you've been challenged by today's message, would like to know more about the truth of the gospel, or of gathering under the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, following New Testament principles, please feel free to check out our website at anchorpointradio.com. There you will find more information, as well as the location, programs, and meeting schedules for the Gospel Hall nearest you. Also, feel free to take a look at other literature and audio offers at anchorpointradio.com, where you can also subscribe to our Anchor Point podcast. My name is John Sharp, and thank you once again for listening, and we invite you to join us again next week at the same time for Anchor Point, where we believe that in times like these, you need a Savior. And in times like these, you need an anchor.